biomarkers are inflammatory markers, usually cytokines, and the causative agents are the bacteria.
Dr. Janko says periodontal disease is an infection. It leads to the loss of the soft tissue, and if untreated, can cause tooth loss or other health issues. The National Institutes of Health is funding the Periodontal Research Center at Buffalo. The biomarker study will monitor subjects for 1 year and treat their periodontal disease.
Well, the study involves five centers, and Buffalo is one of the lead centers. And the total number of subjects will be 375 subjects with periodontal disease and 125 with little or no disease.
So they already are coming in with the disease. How are they treated?
The subjects are followed very carefully, and if they break down in one or more sites, then those sites are treated and followed up. And what we do is measure the inflammatory markers and the bacteria before they break down so that we can hope to discover some predictors of breakdown.
Dr. Janko says some of the predictors are hormone-like proteins and bacteria. The study will track the progression of the disease in both men and women.
Clearly, periodontal disease has risk factors that make it worse, and one is diabetes and another is smoking. And what we have found in our studies of diabetes, interestingly, if a patient with diabetes also has periodontal disease, their control of blood sugar is worsened.
UB has been involved in these types of dental studies for years. Dr. Janko was recently awarded a very prestigious national award for his work in research. Work on the current biomarker study will conclude in 2014. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.